This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri. Our guest is from Kansas City, Missouri. She is a poet. Her name is Linda Rodriguez, and here she is.
In time of trouble, I was taught, go to water, running water, wash, build a small fire, sing a prayer, wash, offer tobacco, sing a prayer, clean up the fire, offer cornmeal in thanks, walk away, leaving your illness or problem behind you.
That's Linda Rodriguez, and I was sitting at a conference today with other poets, and I took out your poems and read them to them. Oh. And they really said, if she didn't write those poems, if we didn't write those kinds of poems, there's no reason for poetry. That's how impressed they were. So today we're going to explore your work and hear some of these poems that were so loved by people who didn't even know you before today. I'm Grace Cavalieri. We're at the Library of Congress, and I'll tell you just who she is. She has 4 books of poetry, and she has edited 4 anthologies, and one won the International Latino Book Award. She has won several awards. She has been president of Border Crimes Chapter of Sisters in Crime. We got to hear about that. And she has written 3 novels. One of her short stories has been optioned for film. So this lady's serious. And before we go any further, let's hear another poem.
This is a little timely because everything we've had going on with the Dakota Access Pipeline out at Standing Rock. This is a poem I actually wrote a few years before that is part of a series of poems called First Cousin Speak. What River Says. The Cherokee call me Long Man, Yunwigunhita, because my body stretches and unravels with my head in the mountain and my feet resting.